intuition.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
There is no straight path from your seat today to where you are going. Don't try to draw that line. You will not just get it wrong, you will miss big opportunities.
Between now and January 25th, tens of thousands of people will pour into Cobo Center on Detroit's riverfront for the North American International Auto Show. They'll be scoping out the newest, shiniest, most innovative vehicles the auto industry can offer. So let's take a little time now and think about some of these innovations because they could help strengthen and diversify Michigan's economy. Jeff DeGraff is back with us. He's a clinical professor of management and organizations at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. And, of course, he is Michigan Radio's partner for The Next Idea. Jeff, your latest essay for The Next Idea is looking at autos. And I thought what I heard you say is, yes, the world sees Michigan as sort of a one-trick pony, automotive, automotive, automotive. And yes, there are calls for the state's economy to diversify, but it's actually the auto industry that can help that to happen from the inside out?
Yes. You have to do what you actually know how to do, and you also have to do what you're known for doing. So I think these are really big pluses for us. But one of the things I think that people often miss is the capability that goes into making a car and manufacturing a car all around the world at scale provides capabilities for what we sometimes refer to as adjacent or related industries. One of the amazing things about Michigan is all the design engineers we have for power. Now, power, of course, drives a car, but it also drives turbines. It drives alternative forms of generation. It drives clean tech. Think about all of the manufacturing that we can do around alternative manufacturing techniques, smart manufacturing techniques. Now, it used to be that you took your manufacturing and you moved it offshore because it was cheaper. But the only thing cheaper than moving manufacturing offshore is to automate that manufacturing. So the use of robotics, the use of end-to-end supply chain. And these are capabilities that don't just apply to the automobile industry. These apply to related industries like clean tech, like aerospace, and a number of other industries that I think we have a unique capability that other parts of the world do not.
You mentioned the term clean tech, and you write in your essay for The Next Idea about the alternative energy and clean tech sectors as having what you see as huge potential for Michigan's economy. Just what do you mean by clean tech?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, but clean tech is basically trying to create power with as low of emissions as possible. So there's a couple of things that everybody should know. One is there's a government standard that's in place from the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Transportation that says in the year 2025, a car is going to get 55 miles a gallon. And now that's over twice what a vehicle gets right now in the United States. More than that, the particulates that that vehicle is going to create is less than 25% of what it is now, so a quarter of what it is now. So it's going to get twice the mileage and one quarter of the emissions. That's what clean tech is. It's doing more with less. Now, I think about everything that has a motor that's a larger, something like a turbine that drives, drives a power plant. Anything that flies, anything that travels, over land or over sea, and anything that's used in construction or heavy equipment is going to have a motor like this. Now, these you can do a better or worse job with this, but the technology to design this type of apparatus, this type of machine, is really something that the automobile industry has a leading edge at.
Now, you believe that probably what you feel is the most important piece of innovation emerging from the automotive sector in Michigan is something that we don't see. So as we go into the auto show, you're not going to see it, but it is manufacturing and supply chain developments. What's happening here?
What's interesting is it used to be in the old days that an automobile company would say, here's the spec, and all these little companies around the Midwest would make parts for it, and the parts would come together. And what's happened over the years is because of information, because of these networks where everything ties into each other, it allows these parts to be made in a much more customized way, right? So in the same way that we can do 3D printing and make something really unique as a prototype, well, what's happening in these industries is they're actually manufacturing vehicles with this. So in a sense, the distance between design and making something has been shrunk. The distance in between ordering something that's custom and having to have people assemble it in a very unique way has been shrunk because information technology allows everybody in that entire ecosystem to know what the other person is doing and to provide those very custom parts at the minimum cost just in time. So think about whether you're making a refrigerator, whether you're making a human organ, you know, a transplant organ. Any of this requires this ability to know exactly what the spec is and to be able to customize it in a very short period of time at a very minimum cost.
So who is driving this? Is this the auto industry that is pushing outward to get these innovations into other sectors, or are other sectors coming to the auto industry?
The answer is both. One of the things that I think is really funny is if you think about your smartphone and think about how it used to be your smartphone had to find a way to connect your car. And now, in a sense, the entire car is being sort of designed around your smartphone. So that's your entertainment system. It's your navigation system. It's your communication system. So in a sense, the car is being developed with a space in it for where your smartphone goes, but it's highly integrated. And the same thing is true for the smartphone industry. They're now developing these technologies with Bluetooth technology so it can do a lot of things within your car, with your laptop, with your pad. All these different technologies are integrating.
We want to see and discuss ways to help Michigan's economy. So where do we go from here? And what do you think is the biggest obstacle that keeps more Michigan automotive technologies from finding new applications?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is to look at what are the adjacent or the next door markets for the technologies that we currently have. And I think the obvious ones are things like aerospace. The military is maybe a good one. And we have to say, what technologies do we have that we can repurpose or slightly reposition to move into those markets? And one of the things that did happen when the Great Recession happened is a lot of these what are called tier one suppliers had to look for new markets because the automobile market had disintegrated. And a lot of these markets are now starting to get traction. So a lot of these larger companies that aren't the big nameplate auto companies are starting to sell into these adjacent markets. So the first thing that we can do is look for opportunities sort of next door to those markets that we have now. We can use the MEDC, some of the government agencies, some of the associations that we have to help us go and prospect those and attract those to the states because the capability to do that already exists in our state.
And then the next step?
The next step, I think, would be to say, what new kinds of industries could actually emerge from this? One might be something like using the data that we have from cars for safety-related industries. One of them might be for transportation logistics, actually being able to figure out what is the shortest way from point A to point B. One might be something that seems kind of airy-fairy, if you will, out in the ether, would be to use big data. And to use big data to actually be tracking when people are moving over roads across the United States and actually to manage the flow of traffic in the United States. So traffic lights are turning on and off. And one of the things is the people who actually have the data, right, is the automobile industry, because they're tracking warranties, they're tracking what's happening with the odometers,
sure,
what's happening in the black boxes in the car.
Well, we like to end these conversations with a question for everybody to chew over and think about. So, Jeff, what's your question?
My question is, when you look at your car, what else could be done with the technology on your car now?
You got any tips? Any you're going to make everybody really think that over, Professor?
Well, your car, you know, I would think about your car makes energy, your car makes heat, your car makes light. What else could you do with that car?
Priming the pump. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Jeff DeGraff is our partner in The Next Idea and a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. You can find his essay on the potential for Michigan's automotive innovations at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org.